It's Thursday, October 26th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. ISIS militants killed at least 116 people over several weeks in the Syrian Christian town of Al-Qaryatayn, reports the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This came just before Syrian forces recaptured the town from ISIS on Saturday. After the recapture, residents of the town found bodies in the streets, either shot dead or executed with knives. Before civil war broke out in 2011, Al-Qaryatayn had a good Christian population of several hundred. Now, many churches lie in ruins after the Islamic occupation. Please pray for these brothers and sisters in Christ as they recover from this persecution. Christ said in Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Security forces in Egypt foiled an attempted terrorist attack on the St. George Church in El Arish last week. The church was previously assaulted by Islamic militants in 2013. This time, guards blew up the terrorist's car. The church was not damaged. More people are following the Church of England through social media than by attending church, reports The Telegraph. The year 2016 saw a new low for church attendance, and the number of people coming to church fell by 100,000 in the last decade, while social media followers tripled. The Church of England now reaches 1.2 million people every month through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. The Diocese of London invested £3 million in an effort to attract young people to the church as well. Acts 2:42 reminds us what church growth looks like, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. For the first time, Canada has fallen from being among the top 10